Log Talk Radio.
It's a crotch party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this big joint?
Stop it, Dale. Stop it.
For all the times I told you butterflies had legs, you were mad at me, so you showed up late. I didn't want to write this song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I would host alone. But you can't ever show up at 5 o'clock. I mean, the time is pretty well known. Shit, ain't you the co-host? Man, I don't like to host this show alone, but you only show up when the show is halfway gone. And I've been so caught up doing my job, doing yours is kinda hard. But now I know I'm better hosting on my own. Now if you like the way you host that much, then fellow, you should probably show up. If you like the way you host that much, then Bello, you should probably show up. When you told me that you hated my friends, didn't you see everyone stop calling in? And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, I remind you butterflies have 6 arms. And I didn't want to write this song, 'cause I thought that you would make a turn around. But you let me down, 'cause Sorello, I be going strong. And I think you should be too, man. You should really host, man. Maybe you should know that. Man, I don't like to host this show alone, but you only show up when the show is halfway gone. And I've been so caught up doing my job, doing yours is kinda hard. But now I know I'm better hosting on my own. Now if you like the way you host that much, then Bello, you should probably show up. And if you like the way you host that much, then Bello, you should probably show up. For all the time you made me host on my own, everybody said that those were the best shows. Had never felt that great, no life at all. I wanted to do the Randy Show and tell you suck my balls. Man, I don't like to host this show alone, but you only show up when the show is halfway gone. And I've been so caught up doing my job, doing yours is kinda hard. But now I know I'm better hosting on my own. Now if you like the way you host that much, then Bello, you should probably show up. And if you like the way you host that much.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. My dog, he's here. I just wanted to play the song because I wrote it, man.
I think it's disrespectful.
I played it. Not much we can do about it now.
Yeah, you cannot play that shit again.
All right, I got you. I won't ever play it again, bro.
Thanks.
Till Friday.
No, not ever again, bro.
You know what you can do is you can write a song and then do it like that and then talk shit back.
Nah.
We start a war, like a lyrical, old school rap battle.
It would take me a few years to catch up. Nah, I'm lying. Actually, I think I write pretty nice stuff.
You do, I'm sure.
Well, for real.
So, I'm just saying, you should probably...
Probably not, though.
Should get in it, man. Anyways, it's the Rel and Randy Show. It's a crotch party up in here. broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email is reloandrando@gmail.com. Hit us up. We are open to discussion with anybody about anything, but today we're going to be discussing the prison system and how American youth is pretty much set up for failure in certain ways.
Yes.
Also, we'll be talking about the playoff picture for the NBA. And then with the draft just one day away, we'll be talking about our opinions on who should be where and who's the best quarterback, Goff or Wentz or all that stuff. And, yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to be doing today.
We'll talk about the little girl, too, man. School.
Yeah. That job was crazy, man.
It was. The little girl that got killed in school.
They suspended the girls who killed that girl. Girls involved in fatal fight at Delaware school were suspended. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not sure if there's going to be any legal action or anything going on, but
she died, bro. She
died, yeah.
Yeah, they killed a kid.
Yep. Well, those are some sharp sinks in that bitch. That's a sharp ass sink, bro.
Couldn't have been my child, man.
Why?
I need criminal actions.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I need them to be tried as adults.
Only the strong will survive? Or the, what is it? Let's see. Natural selection? A fucking sink took this chick out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A punch.
A good one, obviously.
A punch, a slip in the sink.
Yeah. Fuck.
But it doesn't matter, though. It's just, I mean, that's like if me and you right now went outside and was wrestling.
And you
just playing.
Knock me on my damn table.
And you slip and fall while I'm on top of you, or I slam you, and you bust your head open and die. I'm going to prison for murder.
Right.
Even though we're best friends, Jazz can sit up and say it was a complete accident. It don't matter. Because what happened?
Jazz will sell your ass down the river, buddy.
She would, because, you know, I killed her husband. Now she got to raise kids by herself, all that.
No. Wilmington Police Chief Bobby Cummings says charges will be filed in the case, possibly by the end of the week. The deadly assault captured on video shocked the community. School officials are hosting parent meetings this week to help address the concerns.
You know, the same exact thing is going on at Leesburg High School as well. Like, they had community leaders and all that coming to the school and not come to the school, but they had community leaders get together so they could talk about all these fights that keep going on at Leesburg High School. That's like right up the road from us. I mean, it was bad when I was there. When I left from over here and I went to school out there, it was bad then, man. I mean, it was always fights.
Did you see the video of this girl fighting?
No, I didn't. But they popped it off the internet real fast, man. A kid got killed.
Yeah. Is this one the one that died? The one with the bigger titties?
No. I think it's that one. That one, the one in the
her? She looks like she's getting it.
No, getting
her ass
whooped.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
She did get her ass whooped. I thought you said she was winning.
And so the other girl jumped in. That what was said. They said some kids, I saw like on somewhere kids were talking about it, and they were saying that it was one-on-one, and the girl that died was whooping the other girl ass. And her friend jumped in the fight.
Right.
That's when it got bad. So
I wonder if we can find it on YouTube.
I don't want to see a kid. I don't want to see that.
I mean, she's just going to be throwing some fisticuffs. That's it.
That's like my little sister dying in a fight over a boy.
Well, you better teach her how to fucking stay away from sinks, bro. pretty insensitive, I'm sure.
That's it right there at the top.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not going to have anything about, like...
A bathroom
members
prize sometimes.
No. Where's the video at? Let's see them throwing punches. I want to see how she went out.
She's pretty. That's sad, man.
Oh, come on, man. Pretty don't get you anywhere in life.
It
could definitely get your ass whooped and killed in a bathroom stall, slipping on piss.
It's crazy, man.
It is crazy.
And then it was over a guy, a boy.
That's...
Me and Tuck was talking. We was like, man, you think about it, that's all females fight over. He said, when you think about it, the root cause is always a guy. Even when you meet a chick and you be like, why you don't like her? Because I don't. And then he be like, now if you get deeper into it, always, it's probably because she's jealous because some guys are paying attention to her and not, you know.
Man. I'm not sure.
Anyway, call in at 516-418-5758. Tell us how you feel about the 16-year-old girl that was killed in the bathroom stall or bathroom period in the fight over a boy. We want to know how you feel about it, whether or not, you know, I just want to know how you feel about it. Imagine if it was your kid. That's what I want to hear. How would you react? 516.
I'm sure everybody would be happy. Should I get into that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, you know.
I was like perfect. I was done with the number and you just, boom.
Okay. Run it again. Run the number one more time.
516-418-5758.
Call in. Shit about Chris Paul.
I didn't
man.
Say that. That's what I said. I can't. I'll take that back.
That dude's like, he's got the most fucking heart on the whole damn team.
Yeah.
And he's like he's a leader, man.
He's aggravating on the floor.
He's
on an opposing team. He's aggravating, bro.
He should like shave his face or something. And he's got a really big neck for his size. Never noticed that. But next time you look at a picture of that motherfucker, you'll see his neck.
Yeah.
I'm serious, bro. Like, it's incredibly huge.
Well, we're talking about Chris Paul for the Clippers, who was out of the playoffs indefinitely, as well as the Blake Griffin. He's out as well. So they're practically screwed.
His neck's as big as his head. Look how big his neck is.
It's kind of normal, bro.
Oh, come on. Look how fucking big that is. Specially ordered shirts. You know what I'm saying?
His neck on his shirt. So.
Like, look at it. It's like a continuous fucking thing.
He has a strong neck.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, him and Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin re-aggravated his groin injury.
Yeah.
And then Chris Paul fractured hand. They're screwed. That's all there is to it.
Oh.
They're not going to beat Portland. Now, someone asked me, how in the hell Golden State was going to be able to pull off the whole beating the Clippers, beating this, and like,
bro.
Well, they're going to kick the shit out of them now, but the only thing was when they got past Houston, because everybody thought they were going to get past Houston, they were going to run into the Clippers or something. But this is tied 2-2 now.
Yeah.
They got a game tonight, which is going to be a good game. I'm excited about it.
I still think the Clippers can pull it off, honestly.
Right.
And if they do play the Warriors don't even need – now, the Warriors are playing without Steph Curry, bro, and still beating people.
Yeah, they're supposed to. They put so much into the depth of that roster they're supposed to be beating.
So it's like, I'm not even worried that even if they go to the next round without Steph Curry.
Right. Well,
I get worried when they play the Spurs without Steph Curry. That's when I start getting worried.
The Spurs are going to win it this year. I hope you guys know that.
I mean,
just my prediction. My prediction, the Spurs are going to win. They're going to beat Golden State, and I know everybody's like, man, you're crazy, but nah, they got it. Just my opinion, man. How them fucking peanuts there, boss?
They're amazing, bro. I'm not going, I 100%, I'm not really going to disagree with you, because it's a toss-up. It's either between them and the Warriors, bro, honestly.
Or the Cavaliers.
I'm talking about just in the West.
Oh, okay.
Out of the East, it's probably going to be
Cavaliers
and who? I'm talking Eastern Conference Finals. I want to say
Toronto.
Nah, I think it's going to be Miami, bro.
I don't know. That's tied up.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Okay.
Because they got like a little young roster deep in the bench, but those boys still play, you know.
Right.
And that's what I think. I think it's going to be the Heat and Cavaliers. That's just mine.
Did you hear Skip Bayless is leaving ESPN for a ridiculous amount of money?
And then Mike Golic, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He left too. He's leaving too. Yep.
Where's he going? He's going to Fox Sports 1.
He's going to NBC.
NBC, okay.
They're losing everybody, bro.
Why? It's not like anything's going to change.
All I'm saying is, if there's anyone out there who has a degree in communication and all that good stuff, broadcasting or whatever,
Twitter
you might want to start
hitting ESPN up.
Yep, start sending your resumes.
Well, Skip Bayless is going to get $5 million a year. You know what I do with $5 million a year?
How much was he getting paid with ESPN?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know he's getting $5 million per year with Fox Sports 1.
Jesus Christ. And he's been with them for 12 years. So they 12 years of this man's life, and you ain't paying him that type of money yet?
Yeah, no shit. Well, he deserves it. He's a good reporter, and he kind of like, he cuts through a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
I like him. I like him better than I like Stephen A.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I like Stephen A. Don't get me wrong, but I like.
ESPN was offering him $4 million a year. An extra million a year when you're Skip Bayless's age is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, period, for anyone.
Man, I'm telling you. That's crazy.
Tuck was just telling me that one of the athletic directors, his wife works for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
She got $180,000 raise.
$180,000 raise. So she's salary. That's horrible. You shitting me?
But they say she was already making six figures.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Good for her. Go you.
I know, right? And then he won the one extra $1 million and ESPN wouldn't give it to him? Like, what are they going to do with First Take now?
I don't know. They're probably going to put another person on there.
I don't
want to
watch that shit.
You know who they should put on there? You ever seen the guy from His and Hers? That guy would be good on there.
I don't know. I like him with His and Hers.
Well, yeah, but I get tired of her voice.
I like Janelle.
She's okay. Charlotte beat Miami 89-85. Series is tied 2-2. OKC wins the series 4-1. They beat Dallas 118-104. Told you that shit was going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. The Clippers lost to Portland 98-84, tied 2-2. The Pacers lost to Toronto 99-102. And I told you, bro, Toronto's the real deal. Toronto's up 3-2 right now. So
that's
next
game,
they're going to close it out.
Yep,
Atlanta leads 3-2.
That's done.
83-110, they beat Boston.
You know what? Atlanta played ball.
Okay.
So I want to say it's going to be Atlanta and Cleveland.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Maybe it is. I forgot all about Atlanta, to be completely honest. They do play. Boston does play too, though.
They play good ball.
They
so
do.
I'm going to go Atlanta, Cleveland.
You know what? Atlanta might beat Cleveland. They might, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Tonight, you can watch Miami versus Charlotte at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Portland's taking on the Clippers, 10 o'clock Eastern time, and then Golden State versus Houston. Hopefully they can close that bullshit series out. 3-1, they're ahead right now, so hopefully they could close that out. I'm tired of watching that whole matchup.
Who? Oh, those two?
Yeah. Thursday, 8 o'clock, Atlanta versus Boston. That's the most exciting series to watch, just because you can seriously sit back and watch Isaiah Thompson go to work.
At 5'10".
5'9". And just fucking shimmy shake everybody on the court and just do work, bro.
Avery Bradley has a nice jump shot.
Who?
Avery Bradley.
Okay.
They number one scorer.
Dwayne Wade.
The guy that took Ray Allen's spot. Well, he didn't really take his spot, but he filled in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is him about Dwayne Wade now?
I was saying he's balling again, but I don't know how long he's going to be able to keep that shit up.
Bro, he's decent, bro. He's good, bro.
He's in good shape, good enough shape to keep it going?
He's good, bro. I think he got another 2 years in him, two, 3 years in him.
It's an old song, but I'm going to play this, man, while we gather our thoughts. Is that cool? You going to play some Kendrick Lamar?
I'm all right. My thoughts are gathered, bro. Let's keep running.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. My bad, cousin. Well, go ahead.
Big Bang, read that. What's that about?
I don't know. They say there are no atheists in the foxhole, even fewer when death is certain. None once in the final curtain, God's word declares, the fool hath said in heart, there is no God. For three decades until his death in 1953, Joseph Stalin was the mass murdering atheist dictator of Soviet Russia. He was also a fool. In his 1994 book, Can Man Live Without God?, famed Christian
apologist,
Ravi, whatever the fuck his name is, recounts a story he heard firsthand from Baptist journalist.
British.
Oh, got me in the religion realm. British journalist Malcolm Muggeridge.
Malcolm Muggeridge.
Yeah. That stirred him then and still does even yet. Muggeridge had collaborated. Oh, come on, man. I'm done with this shit.
Today, bro?
I don't know, man. I'm just not into that story. That's why.
Hold on. Go down. Let me. I'm going to
read more.
I'm going to scan it. I'm going to real fast scan it. Try to get to the whole point of it.
All right. We'll do that.
Here's one. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Come on, man. Seriously?
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Fuck. Trying to watch this, listen to that bullshit.
Bullshit, but all right.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Look at Prince, man. Is he even fucking black?
Yeah, he's black. Well, actually, no. He's not.
Like fucking Milano.
He's like, he's not 100% on thing. I saw an interview when he was saying that they think his dad was Latino. But they're not 100% sure because I don't think he knew who his dad was.
He looks like he'd be a Latino dad.
Yeah, he's legit, though.
He's lived a black lie all his life.
And how much stuff he's done, bro, like charity-wise and helping out communities, helping out people. and no one knew about it. He's a Jehovah Witness, by the way.
And then he fucking, he takes opiates and stays up for 137 hours before he dies.
No, that wasn't true.
Hey, that's what he did.
No.
I'm serious. That's what he did.
No, it wasn't, bro.
Okay. Well, I'll just show you the news story, and you tell me what he did after we read that shit.
It's a bunch of stuff going around. That one time, at one point, it was the flu, and the news said that. Now they said he overdosed. What? Birdman announces Respect merchandise line. He's reaching.
Nah, that's awesome.
He's reaching, bro.
I don't care.
You know why he did it, though? He did say a long time ago, if he was smart enough, he would have,
okay.
Whatever you do to it, bling bling, the song bling bling. Not the song, but the phrase bling bling.
Right.
He'd have copyrighted it or whatever, and made money off of it. So now he's trying to like.
Every time I come around the city, bling bling.
Yeah.
Every time I buy a new ride,
Respect.
Bling bling.
But he's reaching right now, bro.
Whatever.
He's reaching.
I think it's cool. I think it's a good idea.
He's broke.
It's a fucking.
He's broke and embarrassed. So he's like, you know what? I need to reach. Let me,
Is he broke? I don't think he's broke, bro.
Well, not broke, but he's probably rich people broke.
Holy shit, scum.
Who is that? Micah Moo?
Yeah.
Is he shit talking us?
No, sorry. Drake and Future add 8 shows to Summer 16 tour. He's coming to Tampa in August.
Let's go.
You want to go?
No.
I'm going to call up their venue and see if I can perform.
Then let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, so Beyonce released this Lemonade album. It was released on HBO. And
right.
I listened to a few of the songs. One of them was like, I'm Sorry, I think it was. And I can't think of the other one. But she was like hinting at, well, I don't know if it was purposely, but she was making it seem like Jay-Z cheated on her. Like, cause in one of the lines of the song, she was like, the worst thing I ever did was put that ring on my finger 12 years ago or whenever it was. How long they been married.
Yeah.
And then she also was saying, don't worry, me and my baby going to be, you know, good, blah, 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 blah. And so a lot of people were like really, really like mad about it because they were saying, like, for example, what's the girl name? She's a rapper. She was bashing her, bro, but it made perfect sense. She was like, just last year you was telling people to bow down bitches, you know what I'm saying? And now this year you want to empower black women? You was just saying, telling us to bow down. Now you're talking about let's empower each other and all this and that. But everything she was saying, bro, made perfect sense. I wish I'd have thought about it. I would have pulled it up and read some of the stuff the girl was saying in the tweets. And she basically was telling Beyonce, you're contradicting yourself. And then she was like, if you was a real pioneer, then we would see it in your actions, not just through, you know, trying to use it as a way to make money.
You talking about Rita Ora? Or Rachel Roy?
No, neither one of them.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a whole Twitter feed worth of stuff, bro. But I watched
the video.
Did you hear
about Iggy Azalea talking shit?
I started reading about the whole Becky thing.
Yeah. How she says that she thinks it's racist to call stereotypical white girls Becky. Because it would be stereotypically racist, you know, speaking, calling a black female Shanae or black men Deshaun's or shit like that.
She has a slight point.
A slight point, I guess. Whatever, yeah. But I think she over.
But she's reaching too.
Yeah, she's reaching.
Yeah, her stardom.
Her
fiance's cheating on her, and that was the last time she was even relevant. So now she's saying something. And you know what? And it's funny because after the one girl was doing all the same thing, and it's like, you know, it's not old. Now Iggy got a whole bunch to say. But
don't ever call me a Becky bitch. Iggy's such a, like, I'm so over her, bro. I really am. Like, I used to think, man, she's hot as shit.
She is.
And I'd fuck the dog shit out of her.
Speaking of,
I think she's going to be my woman Chris Wednesday.
All right, cool.
Only for sexual purposes. Like, I'd raw dog in the booty hole on that one. But other than that, nothing else is going to be happening. She's going to, you know, that's one of them ones where you bust your nut and you're just like, man, I really wish I wouldn't have never messed with you.
No, I probably wouldn't say that. I probably be like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Should have got her pregnant. That's what I would have said. Shouldn't have been in a butthole. God damn it.
God damn it. Should have
been right in that wop.
Right in the poon.
Yeah.
But,
in that kudu wop.
So Beyonce started up a whole bunch of stuff with that one. You know, she had the whole formation thing. And I thought the songs were great, though, to be honest with you, bro.
Did you listen to any of them?
I listened to I'm Sorry. I listened to, God damn it. I'm not going to try to name it. I know one of them was named I'm Sorry. and that was a really good song. All the songs are actually pretty good. She released it on HBO, though. And I watched it. I tried to watch the whole thing. It's like an hour-long series she did, and it had a whole bunch of stuff. But I thought it was incredible. The work, the musically, it was really good. Really, really, really good. So, people, if you haven't checked it out, you should check it out. It's pretty, and you can form your own opinion about it. You know, they releasing a pair of 12s called Purple Rain for Prince, bro.
No, I didn't know
and
that.
And they got the symbol on there, or his name, the symbol, but it's legit.
So Rita Ora was, apparently she was the Becky,
okay,
referred to, but she put on Twitter, "I never usually address tabloid gossip, but let me be clear, these rumors are false."
She said that, bro. That's what she called her, a Becky.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if she was talking about Rita Ora, but she was basically saying that he fucked a white woman.
There's a lot of bullshit going on with this whole Becky word. And somehow, some way, Iggy Azalea steps in and makes it a whole racial deal and this and that. Like,
I mean, but you are addressing a white girl. Rita Ora is not white, but she was speaking on the hair.
I like Rita. She's pretty fine.
No, she is. But that's what they was talking about. She was just saying the whole.
Got any nitpicks out or what?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's see.
Hers, like, we'll look it up on Google. It'll be like her and Jay-Z sitting there.
Yeah, that'd be.
Her topping him off and shit, and it'll be like, man, I never did that shit.
I was about to name her my woman crush, but I take that back.
No, I don't do that, because my woman crush Wednesday is the chick who fell and hit her head on the bathroom stall.
What the fuck, bro?
Because she can't fight back. She tried, she lost.
She got jumped, man.
She got jumped, and I'm about to jump them bones. Hashtag necrophiliac. No. I'm kidding, man. I'm not going to fuck a dead chick. I'm not going to do it. I'm kidding, bro.
You would, bro. 100%.
No, I would not.
You would
do it. Are you shitting
me? If no one's paying attention and there's a hot dead chick in the morgue, you would be, and with a nice rack of ribs.
Come on, man.
Hey, like the chick off of Bad Boys 2 when it was in the morgue and the chick with them big ass tits was on the table.
Yeah.
You'd definitely fuck it.
All right. God damn it. You know me. You son of
just
a bitch.
Saying, bro.
But I know one thing. You'd be right on there second.
Nope.
You'd be like, man, hurry up. Can't wait.
I just shoot my load on that.
You just shoot your embalming fluid all over?
Nah, you can have that, cuz.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
I'm going to say that. That's gross.
We going to be all right. Let's play it real quick, man.
That's not old school.
It's not old school.
It's not even old.
I know, bitch. I didn't have time to download the.
I'm not talking about that. I thought you said it was an old song.
It is older. This shit came out last year.
Yeah, in the last year.
Okay, I'm sorry. Brand new Kendrick Lamar. All right, man. We're going to play this shit, and we'll be right back. It's the Rebel and Randy Show. Guest call in number 516-418-5758. Hit us up.
Oh, it's my life I had to fight, nigga. Oh, it's my life. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say? When you know we've been hurt, been down before, nigga. When our pride was low, looking at the world like where do we go, nigga? And we hate po-po. When they kill us dead in the street for sure, nigga. I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Who the fuck is Lucy? I have no idea. All right, man. Let me run through this real quick because I want to show everybody, NFL fans, that is, some love. These are the biggest needs for all 32 teams heading into the NFL draft. Due to the draft being tomorrow, I think we need to at least discuss that a little bit before we get into this prison system. Tennessee Titans, the biggest need is the offensive tackle position. Cleveland Browns, biggest need is all skill positions.
What?
That's hilarious. Cleveland Browns, biggest need is all skill positions. We need 7 guys.
And then they wouldn't even let your boy come back.
Yeah, right?
Josh Gordon.
Yeah, no shit. Let's see. San Diego Chargers, biggest need is offensive line. The Chargers have tried to patch together the line in the past couple of years. But an anchor would be nice. That's why it's hard to see them passing on Tunsil at number 3. I don't know who Tunsil is, but I heard him a lot. Dallas Cowboys' biggest need is a cornerback. Jacksonville Jaguars is a linebacker. Baltimore Ravens' biggest need is a cornerback. San Francisco' biggest need is a pass rusher. Miami Dolphins need a running back. Tampa Bay Buccaneers need a cornerback. I wonder how Jameis Winston's going to play this year. Yeah.
He's legit.
We should buy some tickets and go down. Speaking
the
of.
Packer game, right?
Yeah. We should go down there for that, but we should also go down to Tampa to watch the Rays play. And then the Lightning are in the playoffs right now, and shit's getting sticky. She's getting crazy. So we need
to look some tickets up.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Sounds good. New York Giants' biggest need is a wide receiver. Linebacker could top the list too, but at some point the Giants will need to find someone to complement Odell Beckham. Dude can't do it all himself. Chicago Bears' biggest need is offensive line. New Orleans Saints need defense all around. Philadelphia Eagles need a cornerback. Oakland Raiders need all secondary positions.
The Saints getting their defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Rams, it's funny saying that. They need a quarterback, and they'll get it. They'll get Goff. I think they'll get Goff.
They should get Goff.
Detroit Lions need a safety. They need somebody who's going to be able to stop Aaron Rodgers. I doubt anybody in the world can do that, but, you know. Atlanta Falcons need a pass rusher. Indianapolis Colts need an offensive line, of course.
And the entire offensive line.
Yeah, like, give us all 5, please. Buffalo Bills need a defensive end. Losing Mario Williams, man, that's a big freaking shot for them. New York Jets, they need a left tackle. They're pretty solid. They're a pretty solid squad.
They did damn good.
I think they're going to push New England, especially with Brady having a 4-game suspension at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to push them out of that top
spot. That was crazy.
Spot.
I didn't think that was really going to happen about the whole
I'm happy it did, man. Come on, man. You can't fuck with the integrity of the game like that. deflating balls
for
your...
Making it easier for your receivers to catch them hands so you can throw them.
Exactly.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, no shit. And you know what's fucked up? Is the referees threw those balls in all the time. You get what I'm saying? They tossed them in all the time.
They should
find and never, just, you know what I'm saying?
Like
seriously,
you,
there were so
football,
many more people involved than just
yeah.
who was.
When you grab a football, you just naturally give it a look.
Yeah.
You get naturally.
Yeah.
So okay.
Washington Redskins need a wide receiver. Receiver isn't a huge need in 2016, but Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson are set to become free agents after this season. Houston Texans need a defensive line. The entire thing.
They really don't, bro. To be completely honest, they really don't.
They got J.J. Watt.
No, they got J.J. Watt. They got Vince, and then they got
Jadeveon
Clowney. They just
who sucks. Who was a bust?
He don't suck.
He was a bust.
Bro, now listen, he doesn't. He doesn't
trash, bro.
No, he's not. He really isn't.
Okay.
He just has to.
He should go back to fucking defensive end. Not defensive end, but outside
linebacker. Bro, he stayed hurt. He had that knee issue, and so he was still trying to come back and still play. And then he shows. The potential he can have if he's fully healthy. He kept coming back from injuries way too fast, trying to get on the field. And that's the problem. And so if he comes back 100% healthy next year, J.J. Watt on the other end, which wrecks the damn defensive line by his damn self.
Right.
They got us. And then Vince Wilfork still holds his own.
Whatever. I don't think so, but that's just your opinion. They're all getting older, too. But
Vince definitely is.
Yeah, he's fucking –
He's from the U. That's not – Come on.
Okay. Minnesota Vikings need possession receiver. Mike Wallace acquisition never made sense. Teddy Bridgewater Teddy Bridgewater does many things well, but he's not a deep thrower. Wallace does almost nothing well except run deep.
And drop balls.
Yeah, and drop balls. Teddy Bridgewater needs a true go-to possession.
Well, they had the one kid last year, Diggs.
Yeah, he was getting better.
We went Tay Diggs.
I'm kidding. Wasn't that the dude off The Best Man or something like that?
They do need another receiver, these guys.
Cincinnati Bengals, wide receiver.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good wide receiver core, but they do need somebody. Pittsburgh Steelers need a cornerback. Seattle needs a center. Packers need an inside linebacker. It says a lot about the Packers' inside linebacker issues that Clay Matthew had to move there last season. That can't happen again since, of course, they didn't sign a free agent to help with that. They better draft a three-down inside linebacker, which means they need to get one of the best three inside linebackers in this draft. And their pick is at number 27, which is going to be pretty easy to do. Everybody's going to go after the offensive linemen or the quarterbacks. And, you know, I think there's going to be three inside linebackers available. And I almost feel like we could get the best one.
Bro, Kansas City gave up Jamal Charles.
I seen that. They sent
him
to Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy.
Dallas, like, low-key might be something to be messed with next year.
We'll see. I don't.
They still have Tony Romo at quarterback, so he still can fuck up a sack. But, you know.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll see what happens. Kansas City Chiefs need a cornerback. Chiefs made a nice pick with Marcus Peters in the first round last year, but they need a cornerback depth again after losing Sean Smith in free agency. Don't rule out the Chiefs going quarterback early either. They need their heir to Alex Smith and a competent backup.
Very true.
New England Patriots' biggest need is offensive tackle. Injuries and Von Miller exposed the Patriots' lack of offensive line depth in the playoffs last season. That's pretty evident. Arizona Cardinals, they need a pass rusher.
Very true. Calais can't do it by himself.
You're right. Carolina Panthers need an offensive tackle. And the Denver Broncos need a quarterback.
They need a whole fucking team. I don't know why they didn't put a whole team on them guys. Cause they literally let everybody
They should
go.
Trade up. They should find a way to get up into the top 10. They really should because all the quarterbacks that are
they
worth
have
the
to
shit,
give up the rest
when,
of the team.
Well, yeah. Well, they should almost. They should. They need to clear some cap space and make some room for some younger players.
They let Brock go, which I thought that was the
– Dumb, man.
I thought they were supposed to sign him.
Yeah, hey.
They let – who else they let go?
I'm not sure. They,
Danny.
A bunch. Yeah, Danny Trevathan.
They let go.
Should have him on the show, man.
I asked him. Who else they let go? They let go a lot of people.
Hey, man.
And they re-signed the one defensive end. What was his name?
I don't know.
Brock or something. Not Brock. It was Wolf.
Wolf, yeah. All right, man. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this shit.
Nitty-gritty.
today we're our main topic here is the prison system in America and how flawed it is. And I can start off by telling you guys 8 jarring facts that Americans need to know about our prison system. And they are actually pretty crazy to think about. The first fact is the population of those in prison and jail would be the 4th largest city in America.
Jesus
so if we
Christ.
Let, yeah, exactly. So to put it in perspective, there's almost as many people in prison as there is that live in Chicago. That's a huge ass city. Are you shitting me?
That's
like
fucking crazy, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
That's sad, man.
It is sad. They have
Jesus
more people
Christ.
In prison than live in, you know, in Houston.
Oh.
So anyways, the prison population has increased 400% since the Reagan presidency.
400%.
And over 3,000 prisoners are serving life without parole for nonviolent crimes, dealing with drugs or dealing with, you know, whatever. $10 million, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit's crazy.
Selling $10 worth of marijuana.
Yeah, it's a, like, let's see. The American Civil Liberties Union 2013 report, a living death documented 3,281 prisoners who have been slapped with their life sentences without parole for nonviolent crimes, including shoplifting a jacket, stealing gas from a truck, and selling $10 worth of marijuana. About 65% of these people were black, and many were struggling with mental health issues. Life without parole as a general practice was extreme enough that the sentence was rarely issued prior to the 1970s, but the use has grown in the past few decades. The number of convicts receiving the penalty has quadrupled nationally between 1992 and 2012. Shit's crazy.
That is crazy.
The number four on the jarring
mental health issues.
The incarceration rate of black men in the United States dwarfs even that of South Africa under apartheid.
Apartheid. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
You're right.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm just going to skip that shit because I really don't know about all that. The U.S. spends far more imprisoning its citizens than educating them.
Very true.
Like, just say.
That's a big topic
what
in
do we
the
got?
Presidential candidate.
New York spends $60,000 a year on incarcerating prisoners. And 19,000 on education, like education system.
Jeez. Embarrassing.
So, yeah. Using data
I'm
from
more concerned with you being locked up and put away than making this country great.
This is the one that kind of stuck out for me. A massive drop in the crime rate did not slow the pace of mass incarcerations. The number of incarcerations over time since the 1970s to our current time.
Mm-hmm.
Has consistently risen and it's still rising. And there's been a major drop in crime from 6,000 to about 4,000 a year. That's a pretty significant number, but still they're locking people up for, you know, BS. Cause over 2/3 of the people who leave prison will return, which is the big issue me and you talked about prior to the show. But the Bureau of Justice Statistics report on state prisoners in 2014 found that 68% of state prisoners were rearrested fewer than 3 years after their release, and 77 were rearrested within 5. When measuring the group arrested within 5 years, more than a third were incarcerated within the first 6 months. So pretty much what you do is if you love hookers and beer and making bad choices and robbing and stealing and killing –
Slapping bitches,
pimping hoes. Gator don't take no shit.
Gator don't take no
Gator's
shit.
Bitches better be wearing jimmies. Yeah, so if you get down like Gator, don't matter if you were incarcerated. You're going to come out and you're going to want to pimp some bitches, slap some hoes, stick some meat deep inside some...
Anal.
Some, yeah, okay. Necrophiliac ass.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I can get down with people like that. Lucky I'm not fucking incarcerated.
I heard about a guy in Florida that got arrested for having a gator chained up and he was fucking it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
Fucking a gator?
He was fucking an alligator, bro.
Wow, that dude's awesome. That's fucking crazy. In 17 states, prisons are filled beyond capacity. 17 states have prison populations that exceed the maximum capacity of their prison facilities. Overcrowding is a serious problem, creating hazards in the inmate population, encouraging irresponsible behavior by administrators. California, which typifies many of the worst traits of mass incarceration, was at one point shipping prisoners to private prisons in other states to lessen overcrowding. It was so bad that, according to one federal judge estimate, one prisoner was dying weekly as a result of medical neglect. That's crazy. But as bleak as it sounds, there are reasons for optimism about the possibility for reform in prisons.
Bullshit.
As bleak as it sounds, you didn't hear me say that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You got to add that word in there because it's a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell them about about the kids. Go ahead. Tell
me. I have a friend of mine that works at the prison, and she was telling me that the
juvenile detention center, right
here in open Ocala,
yeah,
has drawings on the room walls. Like, they're basically like the kids are going into a nursery or something. They make this place completely comfortable. They make it better than the living conditions at home. She said one of the rooms had like teddy bears, and she said a bunch of them too, bro. It was a bunch of teddy bears. And they had like Red Sox paintings on the walls in the boy room. One room had all Laker stuff in it. So they're making these little cells appealing to younger kids that's going to the detention centers.
Right.
Which, if you're a little kid and you come home, you're leaving from a bad situation at home, and you come here, you prefer to be in this little juvenile detention center than be at home. So basically, they're raising these kids in these systems, which is jacked up. Instead of making it a place in a learning environment, you know what I'm saying, as far as this is where you don't want to be at,
I think
they're making it somewhere where kids want to be. And I think that's 100% jacked up, because guess what? These kids leave, and they're like, man, I got to go back home to this bullshit at home. And when I was in the detention center, it was way better. So guess what they do? They do something outrageous, something crazy, and they end up back in there. So then when they get older and older, they still want to be in there because nothing gets better. They're
some kids have a really shitty home life.
Yeah,
and then
if
you get a little bit of freedom, the little freedoms that they give you, as far as like picking your wall color, what your theme of your cell is gonna be, those little freedoms are more rewarding than anything they felt at home. So we're, like you said, we're feeding the prison system right out of the juvenile detention center. We're going to set these kids on the street, and boom, you're locked back up in a cell. Because like it says, 77% of people are after 5 years.
And like I was telling you, I was like, and what happens is they keep doing this over and over and over. So when they get old, they get 16, 17, 18 years old, and they before a judge look at their record, and they were like, damn, you've been a troubled kid since you was 10 years old. So he has no problem with sending you to jail for the rest of your life. Well, they have no problem with sending you to jail for 15, 16 years over something stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of taking that time or taking that money and trying to do some type of rehabilitation, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I was blown when she was telling me this last night.
Well, the thing that kind of, you know, it gets me is, like I said, we're feeding them pretty much.
Yeah.
And you got these guys that are getting life sentences for bullshit like that, like bogus stuff. Marijuana charges are the same as heroin. Like that level right there, it should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to drop the level that they consider marijuana from
Bro, you should not get locked up in prison for marijuana. I don't give a fuck what it is.
I mean, if you're running pounds.
I don't care if you're running pounds. No one is dying off that shit.
You're right, and that's why it's going to be legalized for medical use, and anybody can get a medical card.
Now, if you're running pounds of coke, heroin,
shit that can really
fuck somebody up.
Right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're doing shit like that,
yeah,
you still don't deserve life in prison for it.
You know, you get these guys that are older. You know, say you got a 30-year-old guy, right? And he's in there, and he's fucking some old guy. He's been fucking for a long time. And then you get a young kid who came in from marijuana, and he's got fucking 10 years. And this 30-year-old man, he says, you know what he says?
She takes one look at me, and she goes, oh, my God. I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf.
That's what he's thinking.
She grabs me by the wiener.
Grabs him by the wiener. So now what happens
fresh
is
booty.
These fresh booty motherfuckers come in here. They get fucking raped. All types of fucked up mentally. Seriously,
yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They get raped, fucked up mentally, and they come right back out on the streets 10 years later. And we expect these people who have been functioning in a juvenile detention center off, you know, on the street, off the street right away, gone into the prison system, and have known no adult responsibilities as far as like going to the post office or, you know, just shit like that, like ordinary everyday life, like working on a car. And we expect these people to function in society. It's almost on the same playing field as people going in the military, going over there and becoming killing machines. And we expect them to come back and pretend like none of that shit ever happened over there. You get what I'm saying? Like they're the dynamic, just the, you know, the group of people that you have in a, it's a totally different mind frame that people are in, you know what I'm saying, as far as coming back out and trying to function in society. And we can sit back here and say, man, the world's really fucked up, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But there's roots of the evil in these situations, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's reasons why people are child molesters. A lot of the times, they've been molested themselves, or they've been turned into that animal.
Yeah.
For me, I think, you know, there, like I said, there's a root to every evil out there. And we can always step back and say, man, this shit's really fucked up. Or, you know, vice versa, whatever's going on. But at the same time, we need to find, like, we need to find how to fix this shit. As far as, like, you know.
You fix it, bro. A lot of the stuff starts at home. Like, people don't like to admit that. But a lot of things that, especially with children and youth, it starts at home.
You're right.
And after that, like, remember me and you was talking about the whole, we trying to start that big, huge, you know, the big community project we was thinking about doing, but
right,
trying to start. It's that type of stuff. Like, if you go to other communities that do that type of stuff, that have those type of programs set up, so these little kids don't have to keep going in and out of these juvenile detention centers, them kids end up becoming something. It don't matter if they go to college, they do something, though. They get a trade, they do something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you have a community full of kids that are not doing nothing, they constantly running the streets, they don't have, their parents are working 2 and 3 jobs, so no one's watching them. Their grandma's too old to really, you know, take
whip
care of them and
ass.
Watch them. Yeah.
You know what?
It's like, what do you expect these kids to do? And then sometimes it'd be innocent fun. Like, I was just telling you the other day, I went to court the other day for a kid I know. I know him since I was in middle school, bro. He's a legit. And I probably know him since he was probably about Jay's age, bro.
Okay.
And it was sad, bro. I'm sitting there, and he comes out, and we're the last case. So he comes out, the judge talking to him, and it's letting him know, you can spend life in prison for what you did.
Right.
And you know what? But he's a great kid. Great kid. But you know what? He's got hooked up with the wrong crowd of guys. Probably was peer pressure. So he did some dumb stuff that I know was completely outside his character to do. And he was facing life in prison, bro. And you know what I told the judge? Because it's 100% true. I got it and I spoke. And I was like, I told the judge, I said, you know what? When I was 18, 19 years old, 19, 20 years old, I said, I was just like him. I was like, I was just like him. I was like, so I said, the only difference between me and him is I didn't get caught doing the stuff I was doing. And
right.
I said, and also the difference between me and him is I had someone in my life that pulled me to the side and saw the road I was going down and turned me around. And that's what led me to join the military. I told him that. And the judge was sitting there shaking his head at me like, you serious? And I said, yeah, some of these people sitting right behind me. Long story short, He had 13 felony charges, bro. The judge basically waived all of them, gave him the 2 misdemeanors, and basically got to do like community hours and stuff like that. But it was awesome, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what the community needs. That's what it needs. It needs people that will pull these kids aside and really help them, and not just let them go off to the wayside. So you have these crazy stats that we just read.
Right. Well, I don't know, man. Anyways, this is the Rel and Randy Show, man. We appreciate you guys listening. For everybody that's interacting with the show on Facebook via Facebook Live or in our inbox, especially people who are sending me and Jarrell ideas for the show, we really appreciate you guys. Definitely, man, because, you know, like we like talk about what you guys want to hear about. Obviously, we don't want to sit up here and talk about what we love, because I'd be sitting up here talking about porn and pecans. So I'd rather not do that. Like I said, we appreciate you guys listening. Tune in Friday. We're going to have a jam-packed show, man. Today was kind of laid back. I got some stuff going on and didn't really want to talk about it or whatnot. But like I said, Friday, we're going to have a good show. That's it, man. Any closing thoughts?
Nope. See you Friday.
All right. See you Friday, man. I'm going to talk about some more shit that's really bugging me. Friday, I'm going to go on a tangent, buddy.
All right, right here, right now.
I'm
going to get my mind ready now.
All right. Much love. Much love to everybody, man. This is Twista Overdose. You guys check it out. And we appreciate you guys. See you Friday.
Peace.
Cause I be talking shit. Them hoes say that nigga cold as hell. Fuck what the person talking about. I wanna get up with that big ball of beer. Plus niggas feeling what I'm on as well. Plus got my mind in the zone. The one that's rockin' fresh Pelly Pals. We tooth to shine on his bone. Somebody beating up the block of fresh rider rims. If it's me, hell, you can tell by the design on the chrome. Crying on the phone. Who thinking I'm in love with her? Cause she took me shopping and had me trying on cologne. So I left her on the line with a toe. Got up with this other bitch, bought no weed. Cause she buying up her own. So hurry with the Philly bitch. I'm really sick. Off of some illy shit. Hick up with Rusty Razor Blade. With still a split. And fill it with the killer shit. So I can really trip. It's like the bubble Taylor made. From Millie Clip to Mac 10, I lift the beat from the back end, straight to the chest, and it got me strong. My lawn started collapsing. Shit, nigga, what's happening? The steps got me tripping off the drums, the guns ready for action. That's a swang on either other thing. Try to beat up a bang, up and hang up a pain up the brains. They use a bogus motherfucker, man. Since the beat struck a bang, I'm too strange for motherfuckers to compete with. I'm on some infrared heat shit with a D click. When I eat, sleep shit. But if it's a freak, bitch, she can suck a sweet dick till she sees sick. Blacking niggas up like an E-tip. With smoking and devils, put your hands together like you know the host. Cause ain't no nigga that can resist the words from the twist. Leaving niggas comatose from my overdose.